This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1478, Why Moms Are Overwhelmed and Stressed Out, part 2, by Rachel Jones of NourishingMinimalism.com. Hello, everybody, and happy Friday. Welcome back to ORD. I'm Greg Audino, and today we're going to wrap up a post that we began yesterday about why mothers are overwhelmed and how this is related to the amount of clutter we have around the house and in our schedules. We got off to a great start yesterday, so definitely check that episode out and give it a listen if you haven't yet. But if you have, then let's keep on going, hear the rest of this article, and continue optimizing your life. Why Moms Are Overwhelmed and Stressed Out, Part 2, by Rachel Jones of NourishingMinimalism.com. Tammy longed to have a comfortable and welcoming space for her family, and also in her business. She'd grown up with housework being very stressful. There was a standard of perfection that was required that was hanging over her well past her childhood. In an effort to avoid repeating the stressful perfectionism she'd grown up with, most things in the home didn't get taken care of until it got so out of hand that there was no other choice. How many times have you avoided doing a chore because there are much more fun ways to spend your time? Having a relaxed method of housekeeping ended up becoming a festering sore spot, and she found herself declining spontaneous invites from friends just to get the laundry caught up. When everyone is out of clean underwear, we don't have any other choice but to face the mountain of laundry, do we? When I met Tammy, she was on the verge of burnout. As a mom of two girls and custom bridal gown shop owner, she felt overly busy. There were things piled on all the counters, the cupboards were completely filled, and she struggled with daily overwhelm. Plus, the excess sewing supplies in her studio distracted her so much that it was difficult for her to enjoy her work and let the creative process flow. Can you relate to Tammy in this? I know I sure can. Expressing my creativity is vital for my mental well-being, and when my space is open and clean, the inspiration comes easily without distractions. After we worked together, Tammy was able to make peace with her past and found that building daily home maintenance routines into her life gave her the freedom and flexibility that she longed for, as well as a pleasant space to spend time with her family. And in the end, her sewing studio contained only what sparked creativity and put a smile on her face, which gave Tammy so much more focus, time, and peace. Imagine being in your own creative space and not being distracted by all the unfinished projects or the should-do pile sitting on the desk, but instead enjoying every bit of your space and being able to concentrate on your hobby with a clear mind. Moms want a joyful space, so they clean 24/7. But it doesn't feel joyful at all. Your home should be a haven for those who live there, including you. You're not just the cleaning lady or the one who takes care of the stuff for other people. Your space should be a joy for you to be in, a place of comfort and acceptance, where you can take family photos without worrying about what's in the background, a place for you to welcome family and friends over at the spur of a moment without frantically stuffing stuff in the spare room. Your home should be your ever-welcoming sanctuary. And trust me, you don't have to clean 24/7 to have that. Rebecca, a homeschooling mom of five, longed to be as involved in the kids' lives and learning as possible. She wanted to do science projects and crafts with the kids, enjoying every minute of that fast, fleeting childhood. Unfortunately, Rebecca felt like she had to continually clean up after everyone. Throughout the day, she was distracted by the mess in the house, and felt like, instead of being a fun, loving mom, she was the oppressive mom, the hardened authority figure that always rained on their parade. Rebecca had so hoped to create a happy home, but she couldn't, because she felt like she always had to be the bad guy, constantly chasing after five little tornadoes trying to keep the mess contained, at least to some degree. Housework seemed futile. She was discouraged and dissatisfied, and didn't feel like she could even enjoy her children. The breaking point came when one night she was determined to have the kids get the playroom cleaned up. It was a complete and utter disaster. That night, the kids almost missed spending time with their dad just because she felt like the playroom had to be dealt with. When Rebecca realized that she was viewing cleaning as more important than the kids spending time with their dad, she was filled with regret. At that point, she was able to step back and realize that cleaning up should never be more important than quality time with parents. Her perspective on the stuff in their home shifted dramatically, and she was ready to make some serious changes in her home. After reading one of my emails about getting rid of the toys, Rebecca removed the majority of toys from the playroom. She had thought for so long that to keep the kids busy, more was better. Sets of toys with every possible piece went out the door, and she caught a glimpse of the freedom that she'd been longing for. The children loved the new space and played for hours. Rebecca saw how much her children thrived in clear open spaces, and she wanted that feeling of freedom in the rest of her home. She was ready to tackle the rest of the house, and she jumped into my coaching program with determination. Just a few weeks in, Rebecca's children sought her out to thank her for creating such an open, joyful space in their home. They loved every bit of change. Every box of miscellaneous that went out the door brought more joy into the home. Rebecca excitedly emailed me 6 weeks after she started. Quote, "I want you to know that your course has changed my world, created peace and harmony in our family that I could never have imagined. Thank you for what you do." End quote. After we worked together, Rebecca and her family were thrilled with the joyful space that they now call home. Because of how much freedom their families found, they're in the process of opening up their home to foster children who desperately need to be in a home full of love. Many moms are barely keeping their chin above water. They're drowning in the piles of paper, and the toys from the playroom are overflowing into the rest of the house. These moms need a system in place so they can do daily tasks efficiently, a system that will give them more space in each room, implement daily rituals, and have a clear path to follow as they simplify their entire homes. As a mom, you deserve to live fully in the moment and enjoy your home and family. You deserve to have a home you love and spaces that bring you joy. You shouldn't be spending your days shuffling your belongings, but rather, your belongings should be serving you. If you're sitting there with a never-ending to-do list running through your mind, you know exactly what I mean, and you don't have to settle for living that way. For many moms, the cluttered surfaces, stinky fridge, and mountain of laundry causes mental fatigue, depression, and anxiety. If you, like me, have found yourself in an endless circle of picking the house up, avoiding activities with your children, and then cleaning up again, it's time to take back your hours and use them to do the things that are significant to you. You just listened to part two of the post titled, "Why Moms Are Overwhelmed and Stressed Out," by Rachel Jones of NourishingMinimalism.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
Okay, and that's going to wrap up this post from Rachel, which I thank her for sharing and thank you for tuning into. You know, the idea of minimizing can be especially difficult for mothers. Not only because there are more people to keep, you know, either mementos or emergency supplies for, but also who has the time? The intrinsic benefits of minimalism are really difficult to see firsthand until you do it. They're not particularly measurable, and it sort of goes against the grain of consumerism, which is much more reinforced in our society by buyers and sellers. So it's easy to cast the idea of minimizing aside in favor of things that come off as more time sensitive. But what I really liked about this part of Rachel's post today was that Rebecca saw the very real family risk that comes with keeping too much stuff around. So I encourage you to keep that story close to you if you're a parent who doesn't want to take time for decluttering. Yes, maybe it doesn't feel essential, but it's a certainty that it can stand to benefit your overall family functioning and time together, which a lot of us rightfully put first. So I'll leave it there for today, everyone. Thanks again for coming and listening to both parts of this post. and I'll hope to see you back here again tomorrow for the Saturday show and a post from Keith Wilson, where your optimal life awaits.